tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's October 9th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. We're just hours away from Tesla's October 10th WeRobot event, where people are expecting a new robo-taxi to be unveiled with butterfly doors, two seats, a robo-van, and more. Bloomberg is reporting that the new robo-taxi vehicle is going to feature two seats with butterfly wing doors. Tesla has kept the final design of the robo-taxi under wraps, but the vehicle is expected to have those design cues, according to people familiar with the matter. This would be in line with the image of what was described as, quote, an early prototype that was published in Walter Isaacson's biography of Elon Musk. Because Isaacson likely had to get the picture approved, it wasn't clear how close to the production version this early prototype seen last year really was. The report also mentions a possible Tesla robo-van to be unveiled at the event, although it doesn't seem to be based on strong information. Quote, there's a chance that Tesla also reveals another car. Some investors believe Musk will showcase some kind of van that can carry a dozen people or more, or be used as an autonomous delivery vehicle. Musk is also expected to talk about integrating its full self-driving supervised technology into Tesla's electric semi-trucks. Now, building up to this event, Tesla is pulling all the demand levers, including 0% financing. But there's a catch. In order to get that 0% financing, you have to buy the full self-driving package. Now, full self-driving has fallen short of even the short-term goal stated by Elon Musk, with the system still being at only about 120 miles between critical disengagement 3 years into the program. Now, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I was trying to make a point, trying to be funny. Apparently, it went over everybody's head, and maybe not went over everybody's head. Maybe I didn't do a very good job of it, right? So let's be very, very clear, and with no reservations whatsoever, so that there's no miscommunication, there are people, a lot of people, coming back to us and giving us feedback saying that their full self-driving experience with 12.5, even 12.4, is much better than this kind of data would indicate, with 69 miles to critical disengagements and significantly shorter distances with minor disengagements. So if that sounds like you, don't go into the comments. Don't let me know. I don't matter. Go to TeslaFSDTracker.com. You can see that right up there, and allow them to use your data so that the data that's there is not just from the people who are complaining, who are trying to have some kind of record of their negative experience, but presents a more holistic, universal experience of everybody out there. This is a call for people to go and submit their data, their full self-driving data, to this crowdsourced data lake so that journalists like us can have better, more clear understanding of what's out there. And if you don't do that, and if that's not something that you are actively engaged in, you can't complain about whatever metrics we decide to pull from the data, because it is what it is. That's all we have, because Tesla doesn't release their own data. So again, use this as a call to action. Go do it. Nobody's joking. Nobody's being sarcastic. Go TeslaFSDTracker.com so that your positive experience can help shape the narrative just as much as somebody else's negative experience. Cool? Now, if you're Tesla, you're offering that full self-driving, you're pulling those demand levers, you have to understand that you're losing traction. And another company that's hoping to gain some of that traction is BYD. BYD is hoping to sell 100,000 EVs, not globally, not in China, but in Mexico next year as its North American presence expands. Rumors surfaced last year that BYD was considering its first facility in Mexico. BYD Mexico General Director George Vallejo recently confirmed the plan, saying the plant will create about 10,000 jobs. According to Vallejo, BYD aims to sell 100,000 EVs in Mexico next year as it expands its North American presence, with plans to sell 50,000 EVs already this year in 2024. BYD anticipates sales to double by next year. Speaking at an event in Monterey via Reuters, Vallejo and BYD will announce the first plant by the end of 2024. Now, if you are watching the market and you don't think Chinese cars are coming to the U.S., you are absolutely confused. Chinese cars are already here. We have Lincolns, we have Volvos, we have Hondas built in China. We have other commercial vehicles that have massive amounts of production parts built in China, brought here and assembled here, but still very much made in China. This is a shot across the bow. BYD already has a manufacturing facility in South America. They already have a manufacturing facility in California. and they are coming for North America. To pretend they're not is complete denialism, but they're not alone. We just mentioned Volvo, which is owned by Chinese company Geely, and part of that ownership means that the Zeekr brand has a lot of Volvo DNA and a lot of high-performance Polestar DNA. And the Zeekr brand is expanding outside of China as well, broadening its European presence by launching in Norway, beginning with two all-electric models. According to a press release from Zeekr this morning, it will launch in Norway this month with the 001 and the XEVs mentioned above. The Chinese automaker described Norway as a crucial strategic milestone in its global expansion plans and a natural next step following successful launches in nearby markets. Zeekr Europe's chief commercial officer, Lothar Schupert, elaborated, "We are delighted to be launching our brand in Norway. This is a very important market for us, and our top-notch electric vehicles will be matched to a first-class customer experience delivered through our new retailer network, a first for Zeekr in Europe. Norway is one of the most advanced EV markets in the world, and I can't wait to see our first EVs on the road here before the end of this year." Schupert is referring to Zeekr's new curated network of EV dealers, which will begin premium car store Oslo this month and followed by other dealerships in major cities in the future. A network of authorized service centers and workshops will support Zeekr's retail partners. The company noted that to mark its launch in Norway, it's offering 0.99% financing on a new 001 or XEV, which will be available for order later this month. Every Zeekr vehicle comes with standard 5-year or 100,000-kilometer vehicle warranty, which can be extended to another 5 years and 100,000 kilometers. While South America is an EV battleground, Europe is an EV battleground, North America is becoming an EV battleground as well. And the price war that Tesla kicked off is now making its way to Fiat and Subaru. The 500e and Subaru Solterra now costs less than $300 a month to lease. Fiat cut the cost of its 2024 500e lease deal by 35% compared to just last month, while Subaru also trimmed $50 a month from its long-standing zero-down lease deal on 2024 Solterra Premium. Both EVs now boast average monthly lease costs that undercut nearly every new vehicle in the U.S. market, electric or otherwise. That's pretty self-explanatory there. We'll have links in the show notes. Now, finally, you know, we like to end these shows talking about the grid, talking about resilience, talking about energy, talking about sustainability. Today is no different. Texans want its lawmakers to stop messing with solar growth. The majority of Texans think there's too much bureaucracy slowing down new solar projects, and they want lawmakers to get out of the way. Texas right now is near the top of the solar game. It installed the most solar of any state through the first half of 2024. But policies that pile on red tape are making that growth more difficult than it has to be. Texans overwhelmingly believe their state should make it easier, not harder, to build new solar projects. According to new polling by the Solar Energy Institute Association, or SIA, Global Strategy Group, and North Star Opinion Research, 89% of Texans, including 83% of Trump voters, think farmers and property owners should have the right to lease their land for solar projects. A lot of Texans also aren't fans of adding fees and regulations that make adding new solar more difficult. More than 80% of respondents said they want a level playing field for energy, letting solar compete with oil and gas. Texas solar industry is a huge part of the state's energy future, bringing more than $13 billion into the economy in 2023 alone, and 76% of Texans agree that solar is good for the economy. The poll also highlighted that most Texans see the electric grid as outdated and in need of modernizing, with 90% of voters, including 85% of Republican voters, in agreement, and more than 70% believing that solar and battery storage can make the grid more resilient. It's clear that they see solar as part of the solution. Texas' success with solar energy could be jeopardized by policymakers who insist on favoring fossil fuels. Texans across the political spectrum see the benefits of solar energy, with 73% wanting their electric utility to generate more electricity from solar power. That's more support than any other energy source, including natural gas, and almost 80% back the Biden administration's federal clean energy incentives, matching national trends. That's all we've got for today, October 9th, 2024. Once again, if you don't like our interpretation of Tesla data, go add to it, fsdtracker.com. Be sure to like and subscribe so you can come complain about me again in the comments.